I hadn't seen you there. Do you have something to tell us?
Her father tugged out his gold pocket watch and checked the time before looking toward her again. Daphne squirmed a little, trying to come up with something else she could say instead of begging to be allowed to dance professionally. Father laughed.
Out with it, my girl. Ask any boon you want on this day. With Grace's future secure, there's little I'd withhold.
She moved to her father's side, pulling him into a hug. You are the best father in the world, she whispered, meaning every word. He put his hands on her shoulders and pushed her far enough away so he could meet her gaze.
Now I know something important is dancing around in your little head. Come on and tell your dear father. I never did like to wait on surprises.
Daphne took a deep breath before speaking, dragging her courage about her.
Dancing is right. Monsieur Henri says I'm really good. I'm better than any of his other pupils.
The words burst out of her in a rush. Then she paused, waiting to see their effect. Her father mussed her hair and smiled.
As it should be, when you do something you love. I'm glad you enjoy your dancing so much, but you have to remember there's more to life than just that.
Not for me, she said, shaking her head. I want to dance for always.
She twirled in a circle, showing them a bit of the routine she'd been practicing. Catching her outstretched hand, her father moved her through the complicated steps of a line dance until they both sank into chairs, exhausted.
She definitely gets the dancing from you, Thomas. I've never had quite the balance to pull it off.
Too tired to move, he waved to Mother with a limp hand.
You have Grace in other ways that make up for the dancing.
I had Grace some 19 years ago, and now I'm planning to let her grow up.
They all laughed at the wordplay as Grace rose to ring the servant's bell for drinks. Only when they'd sipped lemon tea and nibbled on cucumber sandwiches did Daphne remember her purpose in coming to this room.
Father, she said, catching his attention, I really am a fine dancer.
He smiled.
I'm sure you are. As your mother said, you come by it honestly.
I could do so much more than be graceful at my sister's wedding,
Daphne said, unsure how to ask.
Oh, dear. Lady Scarborough put down her cup and rushed across the room. You don't think we won't take care of you as well, do you? I know it's all been about Grace this season, but you're growing up as well. Don't think we haven't noticed. Once Grace is settled, she and I will give you the best coming out ever seen, won't we, Grace?
Her sister nodded, fingers tense around the handle of her teacup.
I'll do whatever I can, she murmured.
There, you see? Nothing to worry about. You just keep up with your lessons, and we'll find a man worthy of your love as soon as Grace is settled.
Daphne clenched her fists, angry at their preoccupation.
I don't want to marry, she declared. I want to perform.
The room fell silent. Even Grace seemed stunned by her pronouncement. Daphne wished the words unsaid, ashamed not of their content, but of how she'd offered them.
Monsieur Henri says I'm good enough. He says I'm as good, if not better, than the dancers in his troupe.
She leapt out of her chair and went down on her knees before her father.
If you would just give your blessing, I could dance for real. I could become famous.
Get up off the floor, her mother demanded. More like infamous. What do you think the tone would say if my daughter joined the performers?
The way she said the last word made it sound dirty. Daphne got up, but only to round on her mother.
They're nothing more than hard-working artists. You wouldn't condemn a poet for living for his art. Why keep me from mine?
Daphne Louise, you will respect your mother and honour her word. You are not to make a spectacle of yourself in front of strangers. It's not fitting.
She quailed a bit under her father's firm stare, but tried to stand her ground.
I had no idea what foolish ideas that Frenchman instilled in her, Thomas. I'll not have him in this house again.
Daphne turned to face her mother, horrified.
You can't, she wailed. I'll do anything.
Her father took hold of Daphne's shoulders and turned her back to face him.
You're a young woman now. Another year and your mind will be filled with thoughts of a husband and children. I take full responsibility for letting it go this far, but with delaying your coming out for Grace and your mother being so busy, it seemed a fair exchange at the time. I should have paid more attention when I knew you mastered the formal dances along with your other studies long ago.
He sighed and shook his head.
It's time to grow up, my dear. to take on adult interests,